Chinuch. I believe we are up to, I didn't put my marker yesterday. Middle of the fourth paragraph from the end, and the fourth paragraph from the beginning and middle. Karamru. Yerushalmi my cutten says, Yalfinan milkalkalta and miskanta le Yalfinan. People learn things, some bad things, and not from good things. Right? So he's saying, the pshat is that they pick up the bad before they pick up the good. He was talking about a mechanach that lacks the midas. So the kids will pick up the bad midas before they'll pick up the mussar that the mechanach gives them. There's Lavi Raya the Divrei Maran. We can bring a Raya to the Chazonish who says this. Me Mashakasa be Menachas HaMechasa Ben Beis. Yasav Reb Tarif Ben Kakashalei. Mak Ben Kaidim L'Oimer L'Kaidim L'Shtei Alechem. Why is there a difference that before the Omer, with the Yevet, the carbon is puzzle? When you bring a carbon from Chadash before the Omer, the Mishnah says there it's puzzle. But if you bring it before Shtei Alechem, which you're not allowed to bring Chadash before Shtei Alechem, but then it's kosher. Why is one more kosher than the other? That was the Gemara's Shaila in Menachas. Amar Lefan of Yehuda by Nechemya, and it's Mashma Rebbe Yehuda, he was a Tana. Before the Eimer, nobody can eat Chadash, even an individual. After Pesach, everybody can eat Chadash, except the Beit HaMikdash is not supposed to get it. So therefore, it's not as severe, and therefore it's Kashub D'Evet. Shasid Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon kept quiet. He accepted the answer. His face lit up. He felt good that he was able to answer Reb Tarfon's kasha. The feeling of like, wow, I was able to answer my Rebbe's kasha. He didn't have an answer. Amar Rebbe Kiva, Yehuda, Tzavu Panecha, Sheshavta Zaken. You feel proud of yourself that you were able to answer the Zaken's kasha. Tamaniyim Tarach Yamim. I wonder whether you'll live long. Amar Rebbe Yehuda Bar Beloi, Prasa Pesach Haya. This was 15 days in Pesach. Before Pesach, Shalitzi La'Teres, when I came Shavuos, Shalti Achav, I asked Yehuda ben Nechemya, where is he? Vamili Nifter V'Holochlah, he passed away. Yimeloshna Gemara Masma, Reb Tarfon Klal L'Hikpet Ol Abizat. From the Gemara's Masma, Reb Tarfon wasn't upset. Adarabba, Mistama Sameach, probably was happy, Shapat Soy Kushyasai, that Yehuda ben Nechemya answered his question. Rach Rebbe Kiva Hergish, Baish Sameach Mizat, Rebbe Kiva felt that Yehuda ben Nechemya was too happy. Yes, my kula hai. What was so terrible? All the Yisraelim will lose the tamachachim. Should have given him answer. Rabbi Yehuda, listen carefully. What you did was wrong. Who end up being from the leaders of the dar. The Alpha Tamidim Yimul the Etzlai, and thousands of Tamidim will learn. The Kivin Shehirgish by Midah Razu, Shemitzchabit Bekolin Rabbi Zav, that he's getting covered from the fact that he was able to outwit his Rebbe. So therefore, a Midah's Kasha Lakar, and it's hard to get rid of a bad Midah. Kasha Shamidah Azai Stavid Alpha Tamidav, that his Tamidim will pick up that Midah, the Yibet at Hakala Ludiris. The Chain Nayach, Yaisen Nayach Shiyamus, like the Chazonish said. Okay? Kiddush Gadol, even after Reb Chaim says this, it's a Kiddush Gadol.
Reb Chaim said that Moshe, when he got a pacemaker, he did not understand why he needed a pacemaker. He looked at his life, he said it was one time that he felt good about testing somebody.
I do tell you, I can tell you this. This I heard from Dr. Kubowitz. You know, he told me then, he said, God, he says, your doctor, they will let you in very quickly because they think you can help them with their medical issues. So he said he used to be able to get into Ramesha whenever he wanted. Dr. Kubowitz is here. Ramesha said, well, that's my Ryan, let him come in. He can talk to him in medicine. So he told me that Ramesha told him that he needed a pacemaker. So the best doctor on the team wasn't available. So They said, the second guy's here. So he said, no, we'll push it off a few weeks. He'll wait for the best guy. And it failed. The first attempt to put it in, they had to redo it. So Moshe said it was an itis for him. Why did he have to push off his thing? He needs the best doctor, and the second best doctor is not good enough? For that, the Moshe said, the Moshe showed him, your best doctor can also blow it. Okay. Zuck Gemara, we're on Chav Zayin.
Why we always have to go to the
Ben Doc? So again, you have to make your establishment, but he was there. Rav Moshe felt that the message was that not for every. Okay, again, I'm just telling you a story. What you're asking now is a kasha and a maisha.
Okay. I'm kasha on people that still have to go to
this. Okay, I'm not going to get involved that now. That's a different story, but it's not for now. Okay, we are up to Chav Ches Amar Aleph. And we are up to I'm trying to figure out where we were. I think we're up to Masir Rabbi Yosef. Okay, which is hard to identify. Can't even say Tyson. So we'll have to count lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th line from the top. Masir Rabbi Yosef. A woman that miscarries and doesn't know what it was. So we say she has the Yemei Tumma of the Nekeva and the Yemei Tayar of the Zachar. Yesterday, the Gemara of Chizna and Rabbi Bar Avuna said that every time a woman miscarries something, we say perhaps most of the baby came out earlier than that. Right? Most of the baby came out earlier than that. So why don't we say here that maybe she shouldn't get any Yemei Tayar? We don't know. She miscarried something, right? So we don't know what that miscarriage was. Maybe it wasn't most of the body, and most of the body came out yesterday. Listen to Lenita. One second. Listen to Lenita. Let it say, Nita also. So yesterday, Dr. Harris asked me a question. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that this case is talking about that most of the body came out? It doesn't say only a hand came out or only a foot came out. In the case of Rab Chizna and Rabbi Bar Avuna that we had yesterday, it said, Amapelis Yad Chatucha, right? It was going on a hand or a foot. So there they said maybe the rest of the body had come out earlier. But here it just says, Amapelis Ve'en Yidua Mahi Pila. So why is the Gemara assuming that this was also a partial body, and therefore where Gemara's question is, she should not get any Yemei Tayar. She should have to be afraid that maybe most of the body came out before. This was Dr. Harris's question yesterday. So I found the question being asked, and the Mefarshim answer, I think it was the Ritva, I think, that says, to say that a whole body comes out, there would have been no Chiddush. We've had this countless times. Why would the Brisa tell us something that's so interesting? So obviously the Gemara understood there was a Chiddush here. That the Chiddush was that she doesn't have to worry about her Chikil Ledasa. And therefore the Gemara asked it as a question. I mean, the Gemara didn't want to answer Dr. Harris's answer yesterday, that perhaps it was a complete body and therefore the Kasha doesn't start. Because then there wouldn't have been a Chiddush in the Brisa. Every time you have a suffix, we say Zohar Nekeva. This is a well-known fact. We thought there was a Chiddush in this Brisa, so therefore we assumed that the Chiddush in the Brisa is, don't worry that the baby came out earlier. That's not like Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Chisda that said we do worry.
How do we know that it's anything?
What?
How do we know it's anything?
Obviously, it's talking about you knew there was a piece of a baby. You're right. If not, then it's for sure that it's maybe Ruach Hipila. You're right. Obviously, we're talking about there was a part of a baby here. Amar Abaya. So Abaya answers. Itana Lenida, Hava Amina Mavia Karba Veina Necho. See, there's a problem here. The problem here is as follows. If you would have said, L'zachar L'lekeva U'lenida, that means you would have been telling me, right, what you mean to tell me is that maybe it was a birth that happened a few weeks ago, so therefore she gets no Yemei Tayar. So Lenida would have been a way of telling me, even though this woman had a baby, right, because she gave out part of a baby. So we know she had a baby. But we would have said, okay, she had a baby, but she can't eat It's a suffix. The raya is a suffix is because it says lenida. We would have interpreted lenida as questioning whether she even has to bring a carbon. Maybe she doesn't even have to bring a carbon. Maybe she never had a baby. Because the fact that we're saying that she doesn't get any yemei tayar, people will misinterpret why. The real reason would have been because she had a baby earlier. But what people will understand is, oh, no yemei tayar, that means maybe you didn't have a baby. And if you didn't have a baby, you bring your chatasayif, because chatasayif is one of those karbanos you can bring without knowing for sure, but you can't eat it, because it might be nevela, because they did malika. But that's not the halacha. Here she definitely had a baby. She had a baby when it just might have been 3 weeks ago. So by writing lenida, we would have misinterpreted. And people would have thought, we don't know she had a baby. And we would have told her, bring the carbon and don't eat it. So therefore, the Braisa deliberately left out lenida and said, we don't want to tell you that because we're afraid you'll misinterpret it. But in truth, Enochinami, she doesn't really get Yemei Tayar. Enochinami, she doesn't get Yemei Tayar because she can't get Yemei Tayar because the baby might have been born 4 weeks ago. That's the Gemara's answer. That by saying Lenida, it would have taught us what we want, but it would have also maybe misled many people. It would have led many people to say that we don't even know she had a baby. We're not giving her any Yemei Tayar. So therefore, the Braisa left it out. Doctor, let me read it inside. I'm Rabbaya. Itani lenida, have amina mafia carbon vein and echo. She brings the carbon because maybe she had a birth, but she can't eat it because maybe she didn't have a birth. Kamash mulan de necho. Rashi. But that Rashi talked about yesterday, what Lazakar does. Lazakar does that in case she sees day blood on day 41. Again. The Chumrah, we're not giving her Yemei Tara. Right. But what happened?
Because we don't know.
Because we don't know.
If she had anything.
No, we know she had a baby.
So why is she any?
Because we might have had a baby 3 weeks ago. Now, listen, let me answer your question. This woman had this miscarriage.
Yeah.
She might have had the baby 4 weeks ago.
We
don't know that. So therefore, we don't give her any Yemei Tara. So listen now carefully. She has blood on day 41 of her miscarriage now. Listen, Kemp, I haven't finished yet. No questions yet. She had a miscarriage of an arm, whatever it was. 41 days later, she seized up. Okay. It might have been a zakar, it might have been a nekeva, and it might have been a birth 4 weeks ago. What is that blood? That doesn't mean it might not have happened. We can't let her be tar, because we don't know.
You can't assume it's needless because we're not giving her tara?
No, because maybe she had an akeva.
Once we paskin the halachas now, that
is... Hold a second. Why are we paskinning that?
Because of something.
So whenever we paskin because of something, you can't be makel.
It's cooler if you let her be just a
zuffing. Let her be anida. She might not be anida. Now that's where Zucker becomes a factor. Because if it's 41, for a Zucker she would be Anita. For the Keva it would be Damtayar. For a birth 4 weeks ago it would be Anita. We don't know.
On day 30,
she would be again a suffering. We wouldn't know. But the difference is, if she sees day 49, now, at that point, right, if she sees day 49, she saw day 34, she saw day 34, and then saw day 41. Now, if Zucca wouldn't be a factor, we would say either Nida or nothing, because we don't know. Having Zucca in the mix says maybe 41 is Nida. If it's only Nekeva, it would be either Zucca. Let me explain. She saw day 34. So let's say Zucca wasn't a factor. Either Nekeva or nothing. So we would say she's a Suffolk Nida. Right? Then she saw day...
It could have been older.
So she's a Nida. Then she saw 8 days later. we would say either a Shemaris Jain or nothing. Neither would not be a question. Because if she was a Nida, she was a Nida 34. She wouldn't be a Suffolk Nida on day 41. She would be a Suffolk Zavah. But Nida would be gone. But if it's a Zachar, then 34 is nothing, and 41 is Nida. So it introduces a new factor. The Gemara later, and Rashi quoted it in yesterday's Rashi.
When you say we don't give a kula of the Yumeitara, it's not 100% true.
Again, well, we are not giving you any kulas, but we're not ignoring the suffix. Zakti Gemara Vaitan. Let's do Rashi. Have Amina, Mabia Koyb, Mavain, and Necho. The Kivan, the Tunnel, and Nida, Masma, the Sapkulate, the Suffolk, Evlad, Havi, Eloy, Kamasma, Law, Midlay, Tunnel, and Nida, Ella Zakar, and the Kiva, the Vadim, Sheetal, and the Vadim. We knew it was a baby. Mabia Koyb, and Necho. But we can't give her the Tara, me, you may tire less, like Mechika Ludasa, she might have had it 4 weeks ago. Now, we'll stop over here for a second. The Achrayim are very bothered here. Because by not biting Lenida, people will think that she has Yimei Tayar. You don't want to put it into the Brisa because people will think she doesn't eat the carpet. Now, which is the worst Aveira? Giving her Yimei Tayar and she's going to live with her husband when she shouldn't? Or that the Kayim won't eat the Chattis? Which one should you be worried about more?
The former.
And yet the Gemara says, we don't say Lenida because we might not eat the carpet. But by not saying Lenida, people might think that she gets Yimei Tayar. So why is the Brisa more concerned about the carbon than it is about the fact that she might be living with her husband?
That should have bothered us.
What?
That should have bothered us.
Well, bothered the Achrayim.
Who's going to give her? Who's going to tell her that she's winter, not winter? Who's going to tell her?
Well, wait, the Brisa said, Zachar and Keva. Anybody reading this Brisa would say she gets a certain amount of Yimei Tara. But she doesn't, because she might have given birth 4 weeks ago. But if we would say Lenida, which would have been the way to say that, it would have misled people in eating the carbon. So they ask, which is a worse Aveira? So the answer is, they give, is that people would never make that mistake of living with the wife without going to check 100% that they're mutter. And therefore wouldn't mislead them in that, because nobody takes advantage of that and paskins that. Whereas the carbon eating is not as severe in people's minds, so they would make the mistake.
Carbon eating means bringing it to the Azar.
No, you bring it to the Azar. You're allowed to bring it even if it's not eaten, because the Chata Saif can be brought on a Suffolk. She would bring the Chata Saif. The Kayan would do Malika. They'd sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, and then they would throw it away. I mean, in the wherever they throw it away. I'm a Rav Huna, new halacha. Now, I want everybody to have patience here, because this next Gemara is going to contradict what I've been preaching till now. So, the Gemara is going to get there. So, I have to work, let the Gemara do its thing. I'm a Rav Huna. The Uber stuck out its hand and then took it back. That's a birth. You don't need a head. You don't need most of the body. Hand is enough to say it's a leda. Shenemar, vahi belita, vayiten yad. Rai is by Tamar. Zerach stuck out his hand. The midwife tied a red string. Lamar ze yatsa rishayna. That's what the pasuk says. Proves us that a hand is a birth. Zerach was born before parents. Masiv Rabbi Yehuda, Haitzias Uber Es Yadai, Ein Imai Chasheshes L'chol Lover. And Uber sticks out his hand, the mother has nothing to worry about. She did not give birth yet. Let's say he stuck out his hand today and he's born tomorrow, it all starts tomorrow. He wasn't born the day before. Hand is meaningless. And we just said hand is a birth.
Price is the problem.
Well, Well, that, whatever way you want to make the problem, right?
There's a pasuk from the Brisa.
Well, Rav Huna says it. Right? He darshens it from a pasuk. Amar Rav Nachman, with the deem of Farshna, Minei Rav Huna, Lochus Cheseses. You have to be afraid it's a birth, but you may tire. Le'yavina la'ad enafik rubei. What it means is, when Rav Huna said it's a birth, he meant it's a birth l'chumra, but not l'chula. Meaning, if she sticks out his hand on Sunday, we say, you know what, maybe it's a birth. But it's not. We're not sure it's a birth till Rav comes out. So it's a suffix birth, and therefore we give it l'chumra and not kula. Dr. Gemara, the Brisa said it's nothing. So it's very nice that you tell me a pshat, but the Brisa didn't say that. The Brisa said it's nothing. Ein imay cheshes l'chol davar. Amar Abaya, ein cheshes l'chol davar mitaraisa. Avu v'drabanan cheshes. Biblically speaking, unless the head comes out, or most of the body comes out, either or, it's not a birth. Rav Huna meant that hand is rabbinic birth, not biblical. Biblically, ein cheshes l'chol davar. Rabbanan came along and said, "Be machmer." Frank the Gemara the crow come out. Rav Huna said a pasuk. How can you tell me it's rabbinic? Frank the Gemara midrabbanan. It's rabbinic across machdavam. It's not a real drasha. It's a hint. Frank the Arachai Makadosh. So why is he tie a string on? That was with the Raisa then. This is talking about before Matan Tairim. Why did she tie a string on? If it means nothing biblically, it's only a chumrah. Why in the world did she tie a string on? Not true. It's nothing. Ein cheshes l'chol davar mitaraisa. Zok dar achai makadosh. What? Before Matan Torah, but they kept the halachas. Zok dar achai makadosh. The Meyaletis thought it was a leita. She paskined it's a leita, so she tied on a string. But now look, it's not a leita. That's what I'm just telling you what the Arachai
said. Here's what she said.
She didn't say anything. Oh, yeah, she said that. You have to recite that. Yes,
you
did.
If it's not the game, yeah, what's the Rishona?
No, he wants to know why would the Torah tell me her mistake? That's his question. It's a great question. I'm just telling you the Arachai Mekadosh's shot. He asked the question. If it's not biblically anything, why did the Torah bother telling it to me?
We're not
You're right. The answer does not answer that question. You're right. I'm just telling you what he says. No, he's asking a good question. I'm sorry? Right. It explains why parents got his name. The next passage says, Mama Parasta Lecha Parents. Why did you push your way out? Maybe Yankee's right. That answers the question. Can't hear you.
Sonny.
Tyrus says.
And Sim made another mistake from
Insaney. I don't remember. See, I can't tell you. I learned Dorachai. I thought I brought down, and they didn't bring down this thing. She didn't mean Shaney. She said Sonny. Again, she made the mistake. She thought he was first.
Mistake on that.
That's a mistake. What mistake else?
That the ribbon should have been, instead of Sonny, it should have been Shani.
She didn't put the Nakudas in. She said Shani because
that's what I read.
Okay, fine. I'm not arguing with you. I told you already. You read 1,000 times more than I read. Yes.
How did you explain the name Parents?
Because Parents came out because she called them Parents and she pushed away his brother. What happened was, the hand came out, and then the second baby came out. What would you rush? Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vayitin Yad. Right. Amalayda Shad Kuyalayda. Well, Krumkumar Rabun Amalayda Deraisa Kuyalayda. He's basing it on a pasuk. The Gemara's answer is, it's an asmachta. And as I said many times, when it's an asmachta, when it's a drasha, I don't know the rules. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Hamapelis Tumtum Bandraganus. A woman that miscarried a tumtum or a dragoness. Let me explain the difference. A tumtum is somebody that the genital area is covered, and we don't know whether male or female. And in those days, to remove the covering was dangerous for life, and therefore they rarely removed it. That doesn't mean they never did, and sometimes it fell off by itself or got ripped off by itself, but basically they didn't touch it. So therefore this baby is unknown male or female. We don't know. That's a tumtum. Androgynous is somebody that has both male and female genitalia. And they have a word in English for it. What? Andro means male, and genus means female. That's what they say in certain language, in Greek, I think, or Latin. One is means male, and one means female. It's a way of saying has both male and female genitalia. That's what it says. Now, one is a suffix in Matthias, and one is a suffix in Halacha, for us. We know what it is. We just don't know how to treat it. Androgynous, and tumtum is either a male or a female.
One or the other.
Right. And androgynous is also one or the other, or maybe there's a third option, but this mission doesn't go with the third option. Very rare. Rav rubam of tumtum, it's like an over. And Baruch Hashem, very few androgynouses are born. Again, this is a tumtum. Sorry, but it's probably a male or a female. It's not an androgynous.
It doesn't show traits.
Not in. We can't ask him to know whether he's male or female. I know you're going to ask me 65 questions. I know. I expected it. Maybe when the breasts form, and maybe other. Again, nothing is definitive without genitalia. At least that's how Chazal look at it. This is a Kashi sort of asked in Chagigah, in Yavamas, in many places that it talks about androgyny and tumtum. They must be able to use the bathroom. If not, they die. And obviously, we don't know how they're using the bathroom because it's a cover there. It's coming out of the body. But we don't know how it's coming out of the body. Today, there would never be a tumtum, because immediately they would do surgery to remove the covering. Hamapelus tumtum vadragonus, patient with zachar l'mikaiba. Might be male, might be female, and therefore we give her tumma of a zachar, a tara of a zachar, and tumma of a nikaiba. Rashi. Zachar de Nekeva, you may tire the Zachar, you may tumma de Nekeva. 14 and 26. That's what it ends up being. I just want to point out that this Gemara holds, in this Machloikas, that an androgynous is not a barrier. There's a third option in androgynous. Not male, not female, but neither of the two. If it's neither of the two, there should be no days of tumma, no days of tara. The Tyra never wrote tumma and tara for a third type of thing.
No, genitalia.
What? No, androgynous means it has both. Very means it's a different creature. It's not male, it's not female. A human with a third track. It's it. Oh, today, nobody has any thing anymore. Boys are girls are boys, and they're all
it. What's its genitalia? If it goes after genitalia, what's its genitalia?
It doesn't have definitive genitalia. It has both.
That's an androgynous.
That I'm saying.
I wonder
what a barrier is. No. Is an androgynous a male or a female, or is an androgynous a barrier, a new creature?
A new gender.
That's what barrier means.
Mountain scientists rest on it. Family rest.
Okay, anyway. So that's a shaila in Masechet Yevamos. By saying Zachar Nekeva, that means this mission is not dealing with that. Because according to, if you hold it's a different gender, right, so then the different gender would not have any tumah in any tara. The Torah never said what happens if she gives birth to an androgynous. So obviously, this mission is treating an androgynous as either male or female. It has to be. Because the third option would be totally eliminated from the parsha. Tara said male or female. Tara never talked about a third gender. That's what the Mepharshim speak out. Viter. Tumtum bezachar, what happens if she gives birth to twins? One is a tumtum and one is a male. One androgynous bezachar. One is an androgynous and one is a male. Teisha bezachar and a keva. Because the tumtum or androgynous might be female. So again, chumras of male and chumras of female. Tumtum in a keva, androgynous in a keva. The twins are one female and one androgynous or one tumtum, Teshul and Keva Bavad. There's no reason to suspect male. Because even if it is male, she has a female along with it. And any twins, male and female, we only go with female. That's the halacha. Rashi, Teshul and Keva Bavad, if you have a tumtum zachar, even if the tumtum is a male, bus in a keva says linan. We go by female. The choyim may zacha bein l'tuma bein l'tar muvlam takes on a keva. The woman has a boy and a girl. She gets 14 days of tuma and 66 days of tara. We ignore the boy. Right. Yatsim mechutach oimesuras. A baby that comes up cut. Or breech. Breech means feet first. Mishiyatsim rubai haraka yalad. We have to wait for most of the body to be born. Right? Because by a regular live birth, heads can do it. But this is not a live birth. So therefore, it's roiv. Whenever you have roiv of whatever is coming out. Rashi, Mesuris derech margulaysav. Lashon hepechu. Mesuris means opposite. Mesuris hamikru v'deshayu. Turn around the pasuk. Mesuris means turned around. Regular is supposed to be head first, and Mesuris means turned around. I'm sorry? Chutuk means cut up. No, he can live. We have beach birds for the middle of God. But the head comes out last. So he's born before the head. He's born as soon as most of his body comes out. Most, again, a regular birth, head comes out first, the baby is born at that point. Mesuris, the baby is last. We don't have to wait for the baby. Now, Kamina is on Friday afternoon. I mean, it wouldn't happen because we have a long Ben Hashmashes. But if, when you didn't have a long Ben Hashmashes, right, the body came out on Friday, and the head came out Shabbos. When's the breath? When does he make Tum and Tara start? So right makes it start, because the head comes out last. Yes? You're right. You're right, 100%. I don't know. The age of Rav Raisha, that's a Gedarkai, a regular birth, actually a Rav Raisha. The age of Rav Raisha, she has a Padachtai, forehead. Forehead is the part.
Any comment on that?
What?
Only to remain consistent with the previous Mishnah.
Okay, you heard what he just said? Rabbeinu Archko says to remain consistent with the previous Mishnah. But I know Kanami. Makes no difference. Thank you very much. Who does he quote that from?
Mishnah
Chayin, okay. That's the parents of Mishnayos. Rashi, we did Rashi. Pekti Gemara, hash the tumtum luchudei, vandraginus luchudei amateisha lezach and akeva. The Gemara has a child of these cases. If tumtum by itself, we say chumre zach and akeva, andraginus by itself, we say chumre zach and akeva. So why do we need the second case? Tumtum is zach and andraginus is zach and miboy. So what do we, why, what's the second case adding? Tumtum by itself is both. So because there's a zachar there, it changes things? What's the havamina? Why did the Mishnah have to tell you this? So the Gemara Yitzchak. Mal detein mohoyav amr Rabbi Yitzchak isha mazras tchila yelad a zachar. That if the woman, whatever mazras means by a woman, not so clear. But if a woman is mazras tchila, the baby's male. Ish mazriya tchila yelad a zekeba. If the man is mazriya first, zekeba. Eime v'dahai zachar, hai nami zachar. So it makes sense to have a havamina that if one is male, assume the other is male as well. So here you have a tumtum with a zachar. Oh, the zachar is definitely male. Assume that the tumtum is male. Kamash malan, emes neim es riba basachas, su zachar v'zenekeba. Now that doesn't mean that the Gemara didn't realize that many times you have twins, one boy and one girl. The Gemara knew that. But the Gemara has said, if you don't know, it makes sense to say they're both boys. Kamash malan, no it doesn't. What?
I get the answer.
The answer is, one might argue that since usually, or the Gemara has a havamina usually, when people have twins, they're the same gender, because what happens is, if the man was mazriya first, it's nekeva. So both would be nekeva. It's being conceived at the same time. And if the woman's Mashpia first, it's a male. So both would be male. So assume that the Tumtum is the same gender as the twin. Kamashmalan, that there's many twins that are one male, one female, and therefore there's no reason to assume differently.
Is this a row?
I don't know what you mean by one seed or two seed. I don't know. All I know is it's at the same time. So if he was Mazria, he was Mazria at the same time. Even if he's Mazria two seeds, but he did it at the same moment, then she came afterwards, or she came before. Again, I don't understand what you don't understand. He's not Mazria twice, 2 days apart. It's happening in the same relationship.
We answered the same thing last week.
Yes, we did. 100%.
But it's a different answer. It says, Kipa Achas Ohesim is Halkoshtai. It's a different answer.
That was when both were boys, and one was born 7 months, and one was born 9 months. So we said they were conceived at the same time, but they went on different tracks. We did answer this before anyway. We had this earlier, that you think one is a twin and the other by a sandal. You might have the same thing.
Oh, that was where we
had. Yeah, way back. Rashi. Israel. I forgot the Tumtum Luchudei Mesafkin and Mezachar Nekeva. Even though a Tumtum by itself is a subject Zachar Nekeva. Hechad Yisrael and Zachar by their name is Zacharu. The Muchamilsa, the Israel Tchila. It shows us that she was Mazria. The proof is one is a male. Kamash one. And again, I never saw a definitive explanation. Again, never saw means very little. It just means that I never saw what it means, Isha Mazra's Tchila. I've heard, I don't know what it means. What does Isha Mazra's mean? I can tell you, Isha Mazria means... What?
She released the egg.
So, okay, so that's what I always thought. I thought that way, but I'm not sure. I still never saw anybody definitively explain it that way. That would mean that a woman who ovulates and then they have a relationship, the boy, it will be a male. And if the man has a relationship and then she ovulates, it'll be a female. And I just don't know if that's true. That's all.
People try to do that because they say that maybe the female chromosome
lasts
longer, the
X or the Y. It does last longer,
right,
but
so
that's...
Right, that's it's a little later, it's more likely a woman. People actually try to do that.
Could be, again, I always said was I never saw anybody explain it, but it might be that shot. Might be Isha Mazria means ovulation. I don't know. Right.
He's still around?
He's got a lot
sure
of...
Sure, he's fine. He has a son here in Cleveland. There's a son here in Cleveland. Down to Osara, but he's...
Where's Osara?
Land up
on
the
line.
Yeah, land up. He's moving out of town this summer, but he's going to Chicago. But, yeah. Weiter. Let's think about Weiter. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Now, the reason I mentioned it in the Mishnah is because it is Gemara. This from that one of a rab really has nothing to do with our sugya except Tumtum and Andragonus. It's nothing to do with Tumas Leda. We're finished with Tumas Leda. We're now entering Tumtum and Andragonus for other things. Why is this here? It could have been in Chagiga. It could have been in Yavamas. As the Mepharshim point out, we're at the end of Jatir Nida. Now all of a sudden the Gemara wakes up with Rav. This should have been brought earlier. So the answer, because this Mishnah said it's a suffix, not a third gender, therefore, we can understand Rav's halacha. Had it been a third gender, then it's... So because this Mishnah says it's a suffix, right? So therefore, we bring Rav's halacha that's based on the fact that it's a suffix. That's why it's here. That's all.
The shayla here, does that have the same exact shayla by the koi?
No. Yes. Let me put it this way. One is not dependent on the other, but it's the same machlokes, correct?
It shouldn't be dependent.
They're not dependent. One's an animal, one's human.
But I'm saying it should.
They don't have to work the same way.
Right.
But you're right. There is a machlokes there, too. Right. Start to get my bite. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. Tumtum v'adragonis, shirol loivin ayodim. Now remember, a white discharge is tumma by a male, not by a female. A red discharge is tumma by a female, not by a male. Now, this tumtum, we don't know is male or female, had a white discharge. Is a suffix tumme. He had a rat discharge or a red discharge. He's a suffering somebody. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, a guy that walks into the Beis HaMikdash with a major discharge karis and the shogeg has to bring a carbon chatas. What happened? He can't bring a carbon. We don't know if he's coming or not. It might be female.
If it was white, it wouldn't be a problem.
If not, I didn't say it wouldn't be a problem. It'd be a suffix. You couldn't bring a carbon.
I'm saying, if it wasn't female,
nothing. And if it's red, he's a male, means nothing. And I drink it, it's either of the two, and again, Eichayav ma b'yas mikdash. Ain't sarfam v'leinus at truma. If this tumtum and hydrogenous had a white discharge and touched truma, we can't burn it. Might not be tumbe. Can't eat it, but can't burn it. You have to let it rot. Roll, why invite them ke'echad? What if they had both discharge? Ke'echad doesn't mean at the same moment. It means before they went to the mikvah. Right? They had a white discharge, they should go to the mikvah. They didn't go to the mikvah, then they had a red discharge. So either male or female had a discharge. Either way, they're tummy. What? It's not a suffix. So we haven't finished yet. All it said is wrong. I haven't finished it then. Ain't chayav ma'abias mikdash. They still don't bring a carbon. They ain't siphon. I will siphon all the anita truma, but we do burn truma because we know they're tummy, so we can burn the truma. So shenamar. Oh, you don't think the Gemara would explain this? Shenamar. From male to female, you should send them out in the machna. Why did the Torah tell me? The Torah said, send out a tamei out of the machna. Why did the Torah have to say whether male or female? Why would you think it's any different? Tamei has to go out of the machna. The Torah is trying to tell me, definitively male or definitively female. This person doesn't know if he's male or female. Torah never kicked him out of the machna. Now the shaila in the mafarshim is, did the Torah say no carbon, no karis, or did the Torah say he doesn't even have to leave? That's the shaila. It's not a barrier. It's a suffix. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If it were a barrier, the halacha would be the same. But then we wouldn't burn truma either. He's not tumah, period. Wouldn't be a suffix. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Loivin daima lekeri. Idem daima ludam bidus. Eichayam abias mikdash do matarhu. Become isekulim bazara. The ain zocher metame beidem. Bein lekeva metame beloivin. A zocher doesn't betami be red. The cave is not betami be white. Vein sarv on lein truma alech tailin. Ki chazoi oidem ikalame me zocher hu. Tailin means you let it hang, suspend it. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. Because if it's all red, it might be male. Vein oidem betami boi. Red is not betami. Because oi loiv, if it's all white, ikalame me ne kevi. Vein loiv betami boi. The white's not betami. You'll go tailin, let it hang. Either way, they're tummy. The law of the union, tumas bias mikdash peturim carbon, kidam a fire simon, like the Gemara explains. Zucht Rashi, tishalechu, hainu shaluach tameim mi mikdash. Shalechu means send them out. Who? Mizachal and the keba. Beloy tumtum by dragoness. Now, the Taisus Rash wants to know what would happen, okay? The guy is a tumtum. Not an adragon. A tumtum. So, let's say, white and red. White. I don't care. Either one. White. Walked into the Beis HaMikdash. No carbon. No carbon. Then, 2 weeks later, his genitalia got uncovered. And he's male. So now we know that 2 weeks ago he was tummy and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Does he bring the carbon? At the time he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't know whether it was Zachar or Nekeva. He had a white discharge. He went into the Mikdash with no carbon. 2 weeks later, we find out that he was male.
Let me see about Yishmuel. Shum.
That has nothing to do with this. Not in Halacha. That's in Tfila. It's in Kabbalah and Tfila by Sherul Shum.
Then he was a suffix. Now he's a father.
Dr. Taisus Arash, we would burn Truma because the Truma is Tameh, but we wouldn't make him bring a carbon because the Torah says when he's kicked out, he brings the carbon. He was not kicked out. The Torah said, Mizach and the Kevin Tishalechu, he was not included at that point. Now we know that retroactive, at the point that he was there, we couldn't say he's chayav a carbon. Dr. Tyson, the Archelon there has an Ishaila, but Tyson Stress says, at the time he did it, he wasn't kicked out. He was a subject. The Torah never kicked him out then, so there's no carbon. That's Tyson's arrest. However, Truma is a fact. He did touch the Truma. It is coming. We would burn it now. Just tell you what he said. Right. Dr. Gemar, Lehman Messiah. Let us say we have a Raya. Tumtum Adragin Isherol, Loivin Ayadim, Sabraisa, Echayavin Abias Migdus, Main Sarfan Leyes Atruma. Ro, Loivin Vaidim Kaakas, they saw it together. Echayavin Abias Migdus, Avasarfan Leyes Atruma. Which is exactly what Rav said. My timer, Lav Mishim Shinemer, Misaka, the Cave of Salehu. Isn't the reason what Rav said? Zaka Vad in the Cave of Ados, Loitumtum Adraginus? Look, however, this Braisa echoes Rav. Amar Ulalai, no Raya, because Hamani Rebbe Eliezer he. This might be Rebbe Eliezer for a different reason there's no carbon. And let me explain. Rebbe Eliezer holds that the only one that brings the carbon is if he walked in B'shagig, but he knew what he was Tamei from. What if a guy knows he's Tamei, but he can't remember whether he touched the Sheretz or a Nevela, and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash B'shagig? He doesn't bring a carbon. Rebbe Eliezer says that the only one that brings a carbon is one who knew what his tumah was. But if he didn't know what his tumah was, there is no carbon. It's Xeris HaKasav. And therefore, maybe that's why the guy with the white and the red, he knows he's tumah, but he doesn't know why. Maybe not because of Mizakav and Nekeva. We can't prove Rav's reason. The halacha might be for a different reason. Let's read it inside. Did not. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Hasheretz v'nelam. It says in the Pasuk that he becomes Tameh, either Tameh Sheretz, and the next word is v'nelam imenu. So Dr. Rabbi Eliezer, the juxtaposition of the Pesukim tell us, Alhelem Sheretz u'chayev. He's only chayev if he got that he touched the Sheretz. V'ein chayev alhelem b'gdash. There's two reasons a person can bring a carbon. Either he forgot he was Tamei and walked into the Beis HaMikdash, or he didn't think he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot that this is the Mikdash. Dr. Eliezer, right, he's only Chayev if he forgets the Tumah, not if he forgets the Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, B'nela Mimenu V'hu Tamei, Ahelem Tumu Chayev, V'ein Chayev Ahelem Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says the same thing. What difference does it make if you learn like a Eliezer or you learn like a Mekiva? They both say you're only chayev if you forget your tumah. The difference is if he knows he was tamei, forgot he was tamei and walked in, but he doesn't know why he was tamei. Rabbi Eliezer holds he has to know what made him tamei. So here's Rabbi Eliezer telling us that it's not enough to know you were Tameh and then forget you were Tameh. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva hold that if you forget where the Mikdash is, you don't bring a carbon. It's a Machlokes Tanoim and Masechet Shvuot, but that's what they hold. They're of the opinion that the only one that brings a carbon is the one who forgot he was Tameh. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't care if he knew what made him Tameh. He was Tameh, forgot he was Tameh, walks in B'shagig, brings a carbon. Rabbi Eliezer says that's not enough. He has to know what made him Tameh, forget he was Tameh, and then remember. That means he has to know what made him Tameh. That means if he knows he's Tameh, but he doesn't know what made him Tameh, there's no carbon for him. Rabbi Kiva says, as long as he knew he was Tameh, I don't care what the cause of Tumah was.
He never knew what made Tameh.
He either touched the Sheretz and the Veil. He doesn't remember.
One point he didn't know?
Maybe he did. I don't know. Makes no difference.
What's the crux?
Nelam? The crux is Sheret Vinelam or Nelam Tameh? Which pasuk are you darshaning? Rabbi Eliezer darshan Sheret Vinelam. He has to know what made him Tameh and then forget. And Rabbi Kiva says he has to know he was Tameh and then forget. Meaning the basic machloikas, they agree. Because there's another opinion that says if you knew you were Tameh, but you forgot that this is Mikdash, you also bring a carbon. These two Tanoim hold no. Forgetting the Mikdash does not get you a carbon. But they both learn it from different psukim. One learns it from Menelam Behu Tameh, and one learns it from Sheret Vanella. The difference is, the guy knew he was tummy, but he didn't know why he was tummy. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no karma for him. To bring your karma, you have to know your source of tumma. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't. You just have to know your tummy. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this tumtum doesn't know why he's tummy. You don't need the Xeris across the Mizaka and the Kepa. He doesn't bring a karma because he doesn't know the source of tumma. He doesn't know if he's a Malkari or a Nida. Therefore, he doesn't bring a karma. So Kula, the Bryce is not a Raya to Rav. The Bryce might be a different reason, the same Halacha, but a different reason. Not because of Xeris HaKasav, Rizanka, and the Kevitz of Shalechu, but because he doesn't know the source of his tumma. And Rabbi Eliezer says to bring a karma, you have to know the source of your tumma.
What?
A kosher mechiva, you wouldn't be able to say it. Lav Amar Rabbi Eliezer Hasamina the Yadi Bisharat Sitni bin Avela Itmu. Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say there you have to know the source? How can I be in the Yada? Even Leuven Itmi behind the Itmi. Avala Rabbi Kiva, Dami Bisham Tumma Machayev. But according to Rabbi Kiva that says you have to know Tumme, how can I be Bisham Tumma Machayev? So not necessarily would Rabbi Kiva agree to Rav. Rav learns it from Xeris HaKasav. That wouldn't make a difference when you hold like Rabbi Eliezer like Rabbi Kiva. Only Zucker and Akeba, not somebody who doesn't know what he is. Rabbi Eliezer has a different reason. Because there's no carbon for a guy who doesn't know the source of his tumma. Even if he's definitely male, even if he's definitely female. So Zakula, the bride is not a proof to Rav's reason. It might be a different reason. Rashi. Zak Rashi, Hasheretz Vanella, last white line. Even Nevet Liv Hasheretz Vanella Vimenu. Alhelim Sheretz Nitma. The Yodan he knew, Ubishar Shenichnis Nella Vimenu Tumma, he forgot Chayav. He remembered he was Tameh. But he forgot that it's Migdash. He thinks he's not in the Migdash. And then he remembered Pater. Sheretz and Avela Lefanov. He knew he touched one of them. He doesn't know which one he touched. He forgot that he was Tameh. And Rabbi Eliezer, the Asker Shem Sheretz, he says the Sheretz is the point. Period. So over here, the Gemara says, Rav Halacha we see from the Braisa. But it might not be Rav's reason. It might have nothing to do with male and female. It might have to do with anything. Everybody should have a one.